The federal government is Idaho's second largest employer. About 28,000 Idahoans receive a federal paycheck or pension. 350 of them work in the building behind me. This is the Natural Resources Center. It's home to the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife. I'm at this building in southwest Boise because of Charlotte Twite. She's a Boise State University economist. Earlier this week, Twite told us who she thought would lose money first if the debt ceiling impasse couldn't be resolved.
U.S. Forest Service here in Idaho, Bureau of Land Management here could be cut back. U.S. Department of Agriculture funds could be cut back.
So, if anyone is talking about the debt ceiling, it's the people in this building, right?
There aren't water cooler discussions or email threads or things like that. And there's no saying, oh, it's time for the news. Let's see what's happening, that sort of thing. It's business as usual.
Heather Feeney works for the Bureau of Land Management. She says employees there have had no instructions on what to do if the country doesn't reach a debt agreement by August 2nd. And it's not that BLM officials aren't planners. Remember a few months ago when Congress couldn't reach an agreement on the budget and there was talk about a government shutdown?
We were receiving instructions. We wanted to make sure that if we were going to shut down or be shut down, that it proceed in an orderly fashion.
Feeney says they received frequent updates from the BLM on what might happen and what they would do for different scenarios. But now, nothing. And I heard the same story from the Forest Service, the Department of Ag, the federal courts. They all say it's business as usual. But Feeney says she does think about the debt ceiling and what could happen when she goes home from work.
I guess it's like airplane safety. I am concerned about it, but I have to have a certain level of confidence that people who know a lot more about it than me are going to do their jobs and see to it that things function the way they're supposed to.
The state's largest employer doesn't have a what-if plan either. Idaho's state government has a bigger workforce, but 39% of Idaho's operating budget came from Washington, D.C. in 2011. John Hanion is a spokesman for Governor Butch Otter.
Look, from our perspective, it serves really no purpose to play out all the possible hypotheticals and build contingency plans around each of them. That would be a waste of state workers' time and taxpayers' money.
Maxine Bell says the state should make plans for what might happen with the debt ceiling. Bell chairs the state legislature's budget writing committee. But for her, it's more important to plan for the solution than the crisis. She says when Congress does reach a compromise on the debt ceiling, it will likely involve major cuts to federal spending.
When we tighten belts on the state level, a lot of times your county has to pick up the slack. I think the same thing will happen to us. We would be very wise to plan to not have what maybe we have had.
Bell thinks those cuts are good for the country long term, but she says in the next few years, they'll result in hardships in Idaho. She points to education and health care. A lot of the money for Idaho schools and most of the money for Medicaid come from the federal government. She says any plan that eventually comes from the debt ceiling debate will likely mean less money for both. From Boise State Public Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.